opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't mean that, 832. You don't mean that. You don't want those issues from the 832. Bring them cans back at this point. Don't do that. You don't mean that. You don't want all the issues.
Could you imagine?
Have people calmed down?
No.
On getting after Astros fans? Like, because
Pirates fans were booing Altuve last night.
Man, it's true. 713-572-4610. Have you heard
Pirates
it a little
fans.
Bit less? Because I feel like there was definitely a time where the uproar was louder. Yeah. I know that people still have those feelings towards Astros fans, but have you heard it? Like, I am interested.
It's always going to be there, man.
Yep.
It's going to be there for a long time, man.
Yeah, maybe so.
As in maybe always.
It might not be as loud, but somebody going to always bring it up.
Yep. Yeah, maybe so. Like, where do you think it stands when it comes to, and this is entirely, like, you could just say, let's not talk about this and I won't. This is just off the top of the dome. Where do you think it stands in terms of, like, baseball scandals all time?
Oh, I think it's top three, top five.
Top three? So we're talking about like Black Sox. We're talking about, you know, I mean, how do we quantify the steroid era? Do we just, like, does that count?
Oh, yeah, steroids, is it one?
That's
or
probably
is it multiple?
One.
Yeah.
But like, as far as like modern, I think that's up there, man.
Yeah.
Because that was the most recent scandal.
Mm-hmm. And
outside of the steroids.
It was premeditated, which always gets you.
Yeah.
Always
that
gets
is
you.
Yeah, just hearing the stories and all that stuff. Like,
they planned this.
Listen to Uncle Lopez. If you're going to do a crime, make sure it's not premeditated.
Yes.
And then, hear that, kids?
Yeah. And John Boy made it worse by breaking everything down and all that stuff. So it's just like, man.
I still remember the first time I heard saw his tweets. And heard the trash can. I literally went, ooh.
Like they hit you with the trash can?
It's real, isn't it?
It is. He was breaking that boy down. I'm like,
oh no.
I'm like, damn.
They really did this.
That's a good point, though. Pirates fans need to boo their own team talking about trading schemes. Here's the thing, though. Like, if you don't trade him, you think he stays when it comes time to make this money?
Yeah. That's the thing about those small market teams, man. Like, you have a good player. But you know for damn sure he ain't staying there. He going right to the Yankees or the Dodgers.
Yep.
Yeah, so we'll see ultimately what that looks like. But, yeah, I did want to talk about the Texans because we're getting to that time of year where lists rule all, baby. We get into that list. In fact, I like to get all the way to All-Star break when we get to, like, the All-Star break in baseball and it ain't nothing. Mm-hmm. And then all the lists. It's list week to me, baby. This is when we roll out the list.
This
list,
one got my attention.
This week, baby.
Right away. This one got my attention.
This one did. Okay, so this one is from our friends at CBS Sports who listed their top 15 new quarterback receiver duos. Yeah. I think Pro Football Focus actually did a quarterback receiver duos. They're getting their lifts off right now as well.
But this is new receiver or new quarterback.
But this is a new pairing that is coming together. And obviously the Texans have a couple that that could show up here. And I'm interested to see like what the perspective is.
Yeah, that's why I said, okay, this one, you got my attention on this one, and I am going to click for you because you got Christian Kirk right there. Who knows? Maybe people think highly. This CBS Sports thinks highly of Jaden Higgins, whatever it may be. So instead of going 15-1, I'm going to go 1-15 because I don't think any of us would suspect
Why not?
That Christian Kirk would be
why not?
Number one new quarterback.
CJ Christian Kirk, the best match, the best quarterback wide receiver duo to ever happen in the league.
Now, I'm kind of putting you guys on the spot because oftentimes in these cases, it's hard to remember, oh, yeah, he got traded there. Or
it's fair. I put you on the spot plenty.
And all that.
I'm willing to take my penance.
But
here.
I think number one you guys should get. The best new, and by the way, there is a Texans sort of thread that goes through a lot of these.
Okay, I appreciate
that. So that's
a
hint.
That's very. I think I know one of them.
Yeah.
Although I don't know how strongly I feel about that particular.
The number one new quarterback receiver duo, and the hint is there is a Texan sort of thread that's involved with it.
I'm trying to see because I ain't had that. I mean, my number one to me was probably Matt Stafford and Devontae Adams.
Yeah. I think
that's where I was going with number one.
Hit the bell. Hit the bell.
We got to go far away.
You got it. Yeah, that's the obvious one.
Okay.
So let's go through these other ones. The number two new one, I'm going to start reading some of these because, like I said, I don't want to put you guys on the spot.
All right,
like,
well, I think one of them is probably going to be, well, I imagine one of them in the top 15 is Lamar Jackson and DeAndre Hopkins on here.
Lamar Jackson and DeAndre Hopkins? Incorrect.
Yeah.
Oh, no, yes.
Number, okay, is he on there?
Number
okay.
six.
Okay, okay, yeah. I was
number
like,
six. Do you have a guess on any of these?
I don't even know how strongly I feel about that one. I think they're just going to use him like, hey, jump ball situations. Hey, we get you to football. They just re-sign Rashad Bateman, too. So
yeah,
they've got some guys.
Any other thoughts?
Are there any other ones that you come up with?
Nah, not that perhaps that
rookies are
like
coming
that.
In here,
perhaps
right?
Is it rookies on
perhaps
the
in this state?
In this state?
Oh, is it Dak and who did they just?
Oh, yeah, Pickens. I forgot that they got Pickens.
I forgot about that.
That's number two. Number three.
Will be fun.
He had a.
How productive? I don't know.
He had a CJ Stroud kind of year last year.
Okay, so Jaden Daniels and who are we
who's
pairing
the new,
with him?
Who's the new?
Debo.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm super interested to see how that one goes because, like,
I forgot about that.
I would love to see how Cliff Kingsbury actually utilizes him and if he ends up looking a little bit more like a traditional wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Because I hate to be the dude that's like, I don't know that you could do that, but I don't know that you could do that to the degree that it makes it worthwhile.
They kind of going all in a little bit. I forgot about him.
Yeah.
We keep talking about Tunsil,
Debo.
I forgot about him.
Number four. If I give you a hint,
is this Houston Ties? This
no Houston Ties
okay.
on this one.
Because I was gonna say the New England one is gonna be in here somewhere as well. Well, assuming how long it actually lasts, if the way these rumors are going, one of these dudes might be cut here soon.
The Texans got diced up by one of these players last year.
Oh goodness! So I was trying to get off my Drake May, Stephon Diggs, and I done forgot where I.
I'm trying to think who
Sam Darnold and Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Oh, okay.
Are we sure Sam Darnold will start?
Well, that's okay. That's why it got my interest. Still haven't heard Christian Kirk or CJ Stroud.
No, because we're where are we? Four, you said?
Yeah, this is five. How do I give you a good hint on this one? Five, best receiver in the game.
Oh well, I mean, this is going to be JJ McCarthy and Jay Jettas.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
We said six.
The JJs.
Y'all guessed six. Lamar Jackson and DeAndre Hopkins. Seven.
Oh, you got Ja'Marr Chase as the best receiver in the game, huh?
Oh.
It's a toss-up.
I mean, it's not crazy.
Yeah.
It's a toss-up. It's not crazy to look at.
Wild quarterback room.
I mean, there's a couple of those.
Wildest quarterback room.
Browns. Oh, well, it's got to be the Browns, right?
So we're
I was going
to say Browns. Saints is a wild quarterback room. Colts is a wild quarterback room.
I was going to say, they shouldn't even be on a damn list.
There's a lot of wild quarterback rooms. So let me just
tell you.
It's going to
be a fun training camp watching some of these quarterback battles, if we're going to be completely honest.
Russell Wilson and Malik Nabers.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay. Forgot about that one. Oh, you're talking about Wild as he eating W's. Okay. Supposedly Russell Wilson, like, that was part of the reason why he was like, oh, Malik Nabers over there? I'll go do that. Which, not a bad way to go do things.
That might be a tame quarterback room compared to the other ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least they keep their
number eight together. New duo, often compared to C.J. Stroud.
Is this Caleb? Are you talking Caleb and...
No, not Caleb.
Who is often compared to C.J. Stroud in this instance?
They played him last year, I think.
Are you talking? Is this Bryce because of the
Jordan
the
Love? And oh, Matthew Gold.
I don't think about Jordan Love anymore at all.
Yeah, well, he's eight. Still no CJ and with Christian Golden. Kirk. Yeah.
How are you? How interested are you in that particular?
Not really. Pairing? Not really that much. I mean, yes, it's gonna be It's gonna be good.
That's a really good division. Does it feel like it's because they, no matter how you stack it, you kind of bring them in as third in that division, even though it's a really good division where you probably look at all three, if not four, of those teams as being probably pretty good this year?
Yeah.
That's kind of wild. Like, I also am in that place where I do not think about them at all, and that maybe that's something about
I'm kind of curious with them, though, because they did take a receiver in the first round for the first time ever in a long time.
Yeah, that's true.
So it seemed like they might be, you know, on the up and coming, I
guess. Houston boy Matthew Golden.
Number nine in the division.
This guy is this Cam, is it Cam Ward?
Nope.
Travis Hunter and a man who got Trevor hit Lawrence. At one time.
Number 10, I'll go through a few here real quick. Still no Christian Kirk.
Still no, okay.
Justin Fields and Garrett Wilson.
All right.
All right, man. What are we doing?
I mean, Garrett Wilson is real nice in that port.
Yeah. Number 11, Drake May and?
Stephon Diggs.
There you go. The Texans thread continues. Number 12, in the division.
Is this where we get, Love or Warren?
Cam Ward and Calvin Ridley.
Oh, I forgot about that. Cam Ward. I thought that people were doing a lot on the man. Cam Ward is the number one overall pick, ain't getting no love. And then I completely forgot that he existed, so that's on me.
Yeah.
All right, so we're really getting pretty deep here before we even. That's what is interesting. Is this
me.
Because we're talking about wide receiver two with Christian Kirk? Because Nico holds so much of a stance here.
Yeah, it got to be a Christian Kirk.
But
thing,
you got though, rookie right? receivers
with Higgins
on this list. You got
I get that.
And a rookie quarterback.
But I don't see them putting the second round rookie on here on this list like that.
What about Christian Kirk? That's the one that got my interest.
That's the one I feel like is maybe it's a Christian Kirk thing.
13, Geno Smith and Jacoby Myers.
All right. I mean, Jacoby Myers is pretty solid, but
14, Mason Rudolph.
All right.
And okay, DK Metcalf.
You got to be lying, man.
Like, I get it. We're like, hey, the DK Metcalf is carrying this. But what about Mason Rudolph? Though?
And then there's number 15. Spoiler alert. Christian Kirk and CJ Stroud do not make the list.
Wow.
Number 15. Wait for it. Tyler Shuck and Chris Olave.
So this list was made just to make me mad.
Yeah, dog.
All right, man. So at this point, like, this is bulletin board material. You should tag that thing up there. And I mean, I guess
my thing is play the game of would you rather have then?
Yeah, where would you put CJ and Christian Kirk? Like Christian Kirk, you talk about a number two, but that doesn't matter with him. Very high paid, a lot of production, multiple 1,000-yard seasons, or at least one.
Yeah, he's got bona fides. CJ has bona fides. Yeah. And now they're together. Mm-hmm. And maybe this is because they feel like Nico Collins will take too much air out of this. Maybe there's still questions about the offensive line. Maybe you have, you know, with the new offense coordinator, you don't know what the
Tyler
offense is.
Tyler Shuck, brother.
Yeah, dog. I was like, I can maybe hear
Rudolph.
You out for a while. Yeah.
Are they looking at just number one receivers? Like teams that go number one receivers?
Not always.
Because this don't make no damn sense.
But see, here's the thing that was interesting to me. The top is six.
Is Matthew Golden the Packers' number one wide receiver coming in?
The top six or seven made a lot of sense. Yeah. So they just kind of said, nah, not in Houston.
When you start talking about Mason Rudolph, man. Like, brother, you could have took him off the list and waited for Aaron Rodgers to sign.
And you want
to
know, and I think that's why.
I would have understood that.
That was a placeholder because they thought by the time this list came out, they would have found out with Aaron Rodgers. They're probably mad right now. You're making us look stupid right now, Aaron.
It's supposed to be Aaron Rodgers, but he ain't signing yet.
Mason Rudolph.
Right quick before we go here. Mm-hmm. The one that makes me really upset about this is not because it's bad, but it's because I think it disproves one of the things, like you were talking about, is this a number one wide receiver or whatever? It's Lamar Jackson and DeAndre Hopkins, because that feels kind of like
he ain't no number one receiver.
He could be a three.
That feels like the similar pairing. And of course, I'm not saying CJ is Lamar Jackson. He's trying his damnedest to try and push his way into like that kind of high level elite quarterback territory. CJ is, but like if we're talking about the pairing of a couple of guys, one of them who is higher in his career and really high upward trajectory, Christian Kirk. Maybe not exactly in that same place, but, a veteran wide receiver, not necessarily going to be your number one, but it's going to matter in this. That feels like that pairs that. And you go from Lamar Jackson to DeAndre Hopkins, who is six, to C.J. Stroud and Christian Kirk, who is not ranked.
And I get Justin Jefferson, but they got J.J. McCarthy and Justin Jefferson, five.
I wouldn't be. I actually am not too mad at that because Justin Jefferson is that damn good. I mean, hey, he has Sam Darnold out here looking great. Anyways, yes, direct your hate towards CBS Sports if you are so inclined to do that. But yeah, it's a little bit of bulletin board material for the Texans as they move into the season, which any level of motivation for this offense, I am 100% here for. All right, coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. A little bit of pandering apparently was happening for an executive in sports on this podcast. What kind of pandering would Mike Tomlin have to do to get you and also the whole of the Houston area to put money on a new building? 713-572-4610. Get creative with it. Let's talk about it next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.